Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Calls for action in Durham after shooting that killed a 4-year-old and left a 15-year-old fighting for her life. Community members say they are fed up with the violence.
And we are tracking some showers on radar right now. I'll go over where you'll need the umbrella and when as we head through today coming up.
A new drug set for FDA approval today could help millions who suffer from Alzheimer's. Why medical experts say this medicine could be a game changer.
It is 6 o'clock. A lot of news to tell you about on this Thursday morning. A super sticky start out there. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, temperatures are okay. Humidity is not. And a couple of showers out there. Anthony Baglione in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at the radar.
Yeah, we're seeing most of these here in our southern areas, Cumberland, Sampson County, and they're pushing mainly off to the north and east right now. Moved through a place like Garland here and still seeing a few light sprinkles in that direction. South of Clinton is where we have kind of the heaviest coverage, and it's actually some pretty moderate to heavy rainfall pushing through. You see those reds, the yellows moving toward Magnolia and really out of our viewing area into eastern North Carolina. Probably over the next, let's say, 10, 15 minutes or so, it's moving pretty fast. We put on the live sweep, though. Again, a few light sprinkles in Clinton. The bulk of this is just to your south, though, heading toward I-40. There's where we sit right now in Clinton. You can see from our live camera, probably a little bit damp out there on the roads, but we don't see anything pouring down right now on this camera. So that's a good sign here for us right now. Going through today, very similar to what we saw yesterday. We have a few light showers for us this morning. We get some dry time, lunchtime looking pretty good, maybe a spotty shower by that point. We get the daytime heating and we start to bubble up some storms once again this afternoon. There's 5 o'clock or so, and we continue to watch this here evening for that evening commute or so. So make sure to keep the umbrella handy, but certainly not a washout as we go throughout today, Brian.
It is 6:01 right now, Anthony, and we do have a report of a minor crash over on the east side of Raleigh, 440 westbound at New Bern Avenue. This is a reported crash with property damage only, so not seeing any ambulance response or anything like that between I-87 and New Bern Avenue. Also, at the moment, we're not seeing any delays. Just a heads up about that. You could see some police activity on the road there, so you need to move over at least one lane. Take a look at our current road conditions model. Anthony showed us those showers in Sampson County. We are dealing with some wet roads there in the central part of Sampson County and also perhaps in southern Cumberland County this morning.
This morning, we are pushing investigators to get more details about the man who was arrested after a shooting in Durham that left a 4-year-old dead and a 15-year-old fighting for her life. We still don't know the connection to Wednesday's shooting. The shooting happened at a home on North Guthrie Avenue about 1:45 Wednesday afternoon. Police were responding to a call of an overdose and found those kids shot. Both of them were rushed to the hospital where the 4-year-old girl died. Police took a man into custody in connection with those shootings. And with this latest shooting, there are now more than 20 young people who have been shot in Durham this year. This is video from some of those scenes. Parents and community organizers tell WRAL they're devastated and frustrated and tired of waiting for answers. A city councilman tells us partnerships between government and community will help to stop this disturbing trend.
Imagine if community was an action word. That is what will solve some of these issues that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
Police are asking anyone with information to call the Durham Police Department or Crime Stoppers.
Today, help could be on the way for millions of people living with Alzheimer's. For the first time, the FDA may give full approval to a drug designed to slow the progression of the disease. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning with how the drug works and the hope it is providing. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. That drug is called Leqembi. A clinical trial showed that the drug slowed cognitive decline down by 27% in patients who were in the early stage of Alzheimer's, a disease that's impacting more than 300,000 North Carolinians. Here's how that drug works. It identifies and attacks certain proteins that are in your body when you have Alzheimer's. When it breaks down those proteins, it slows down the disease. If the drug gets approved today, Leqembi would be the first drug that slows the progression of Alzheimer's to get full FDA approval. It's expected to cost around $25,000 a year for treatment, this from the North Carolina Medical Society. Leqembi was fast-tracked for FDA approval back in January. Now, you may have heard of the drug Aduhelm. It's very similar to Leqembi. It also slows down the progression of Alzheimer's disease, but it did not get full approval yet. It only has an exclusive approval, and the benefits haven't fully been proven. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News.
live in Raleigh. This morning on Today, NBC News senior medical correspondent Dr. John Torres is breaking down the potential costs to patients and how much might be covered by Medicare. Today airs at 7, right after our newscast.
Three people, including a 17-year-old, are facing charges in Rocky Mount. This is after a drive-by shooting left another 17-year-old hurt. The shooting happened at about 7:15 Monday night on Clark Street, and the teen who was shot was taken into custody and taken to the hospital, I should say, in stable condition. The 17-year-old was arrested and is charged with assault with a deadly weapon. And these men, 18-year-old Lloyd Evans, 23-year-old DeJuan Dickers, also both facing charges. Evans is charged with resisting arrest, obstructing or delaying justice. Dickers was arrested on a warrant for a stolen firearm. Police also found 9 guns from an apartment on Leggett Road as part of that investigation.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of New Jersey this morning. Two firefighters are dead after they battled a fire on a massive cargo ship. It was docked at Port Newark, that is in New Jersey. Firefighters were dispatched last night around 9:30 for a report of multiple vehicles on fire. You can see the vehicles on that ship there. The fire was under control within 2 hours, but the safety director says that they were searching for at least 2 firefighters this morning. We have learned that, sadly, they both passed away. The Port Authority also this morning saying that that specific terminal will be closed until about 8 o'clock this morning due to police and fire activity in the area.
Michelle, thanks. This morning, the State Board of Elections will consider certifying a new voting system for upcoming elections. This is video from a demonstration of the software last week. It's designed to prepare, cast, and count ballots and includes ballot tabulators, marking devices, and election management computers. A certified voting system testing laboratory says this system meets the requirements of the state.
At least 5 people are in the hospital this morning, including 2 children, after being shot at a Florida apartment complex. Police in Fort Lauderdale say a group of people confronted another group in the courtyard, and that's when those shots were fired. It happened last night just before 9, and investigators have not made any arrests.
Heads up if you're driving through Orange County tonight. Construction begins on MLK Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Crews will shut down 1 lane in each direction on the road at Estes Drive. Work begins tonight at 7. It should wrap up tomorrow morning at 6.
Raleigh City Council is apologizing this morning to African-American citizens for its racist past. Leaders unanimously approved a resolution that authorizes city staff to create and fund programs that promote equality. Raleigh joins other cities like Durham and Asheville who have done similar things. Now, the council did not discuss any reparations.
When our news continues, shark sightings and suspected shark bites. As many of you have your beach trips planned, we'll take a closer look at some of the misconceptions about shark encounters.
Plus, if you need a passport anytime soon, you'll want to start that application process ASAP. What experts say is causing delays for applicants.
And we are tracking some showers currently on radar right now. We'll show you where these are headed. Mainly right now, they're in our southern communities. I'll talk about how the weekend forecast looks as well on FutureCast coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:11 on this Thursday morning, where we continue to watch a few light showers, mainly down to the south at this point. A lot of our viewing areas looking pretty good, but as you're headed out in a place like Clinton or even a little bit further to your south, notice this is a pretty heavy batch of rainfall, so just make sure to pack that umbrella with you, take it along. We're at Roseboro back to the west, they're seeing some, but this is really where the bulk of that coverage is, heading toward I-40, a place like Rose Hill, Magnolia, and off to the east. So that's where we're seeing the bulk of the coverage right now. No lightning with that, but as we go throughout the next hour or so, we'll still watch for some isolated showers. And then we get a little bit of a lull as we head toward lunchtime, and then it potentially starts to pick back up into this afternoon. Not a washout, but I'd certainly have the umbrella, the rain gear handy today.
All right, Anthony, it is now 6:11. We're still tracking that crash on 440 westbound at New Bern Avenue. We're not seeing any delays there. It looks like this is right there at the New Bern Avenue interchange. Just want to give you a heads up. You could see some police activity there. And a reminder, with North Carolina's move over law, you need to scoot over at least one lane to give them some room to work. All those major approaches into Raleigh are looking good at this point. Only a 1 minute slowdown showing up on 87 southbound coming in from Knightdale, Renee.
Brian, thanks. The Highway Patrol is investigating after a woman was found dead a day after she crashed her car. 27-year-old Diamond Powell's car went off I-40 in Orange County around 1:30 in the morning Tuesday. When first responders got there, they couldn't find her. There were several searches, but still turned up nothing. The woman's family say they conducted their own search and found her body Wednesday morning about a half mile away. Highway Patrol says Powell was killed in a hit and run after the initial crash, and they're asking anyone with information to come forward.
Something that it might seem minute, but if you were traveling through that area that night and saw something and felt like you have anything that could add to this investigation, we really would hope you would reach out, contact us, and let us look further into that.
Officials say it's not clear if Powell was hit on the shoulder of the road or in the road itself.
We could soon learn more about documents found at former President Donald Trump's home. A federal judge ruled on Wednesday more information can be released on that FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago. A handful of news organizations, including NBC News, wanted the full affidavit to come out, but the judge ruled only part of it will. The raid led to last month's 37-count indictment against Trump. He's pleaded not guilty in the case. It's still unclear when the information will come out.
We've reported this week on a number of shark encounters along New York and Florida beaches. It's no doubt raising concerns for many people. Experts say it's important to remember we are, in fact, the visitors when we swim in the ocean. WRL's Ken Smith joins us now with some perspective for your next trip to the beach. Ken.
Yeah, Renee, we want to clear up some misconceptions about shark encounters. Many people have beach trips planned along the North Carolina coast, of course. Now, we mentioned New York and Florida, but we've had our own shark sightings along our beaches. Experts with OSearch point out sharks are not hunting humans. Most attack on humans are mistakes because of poor water visibility or sharks just being curious. Sharks are also vital to maintaining a healthy ecosystem. The other point, the difference between a shark bite and a shark attack.
When a shark bites, it's smaller and it makes a mistake, or it's going after prey and you're sort of in the way. That's one level of a problem. A shark attack, though, which implies that the shark is really trying to kill and feed on the person, that is so incredibly rare.
Well, dating back to 1935, some stats from the Florida Museum. Take a look at your screen. The most shark encounters along the North Carolina coast have happened in Brunswick, New Hanover, Carteret, Onslow, and Dare counties, all very popular beach destinations in our state. But here's something else to keep in mind. Shark bites and more serious deadly shark attacks are less common than they've been in the past. Now, coming up on the Today Show, a closer look at some of the myths and facts of shark encounters. Renee.
Ken, I'll be honest, even knowing this doesn't make me any less terrified of the sharks. I'm just going in knee deep. All right, anyone wanting to travel abroad will need to apply for their passport sooner rather than later. The estimated time to receive a new one is 10 to 13 weeks, with the option of 7 to 9 week expedited shipping for an extra $60. The State Department says it doesn't expect to be back at pre-pandemic processing times until the end of the year. Part of this is because of surge in demand, with more than a half million applications being received weekly. The agency says it has approved up to 40,000 overtime hours each month to help with the backlog.
Credit concerns are front and center this morning as new data shows debt delinquencies are on the rise. The increase includes more days past due categories for credit cards, loans, and mortgages. It jumped from 0.16% of loans in May of last year to now 0.25% in May of this year. Higher interest rates have made borrowing more expensive. Economists say if the delinquency trend continues, it could force lenders to become more cautious when extending credit.
Now, as we move forward, I think it's highly likely that down market consumers will continue to face elevated rates of credit on their revolving debt and credit cards.
Also keep in mind, the Fed decided to pause raising interest rates last month, but economists say there still doesn't seem to be any relief coming anytime soon. The Fed could hike rates again later this year.
Some safety upgrades are coming to a busy section of Bragg Boulevard in Cumberland County. DOT approved the $6.5 million project this week. They will close median openings and install pedestrian signals and crosswalks at five different intersections. The work will take place along a 1.5-mile stretch of Bragg Boulevard. Work should begin in August and finished by fall of 2024. Oh, already looking forward to some fall weather, but I know we got to get through a hot and muggy summer. Anthony, the mugginess out there prompting some showers across the viewing area.
Yeah, we have a lot of moisture right now in the atmosphere. If you walk outside, you can still feel that like we've had the past couple of days. We're at that point here this summer where we're in that tropical category, and it takes a decently strong cold front or something to really bring those humidity levels down. I really don't see that over the next couple of days. We still are going to be feeling pretty humid. Not off the charts, though, as far as our heat index value is concerned, what it feels like on your skin. And I'll talk more about that here in just a second. Certainly, though, the shower activity is out there right now, mainly for our southern areas. A lot of our viewing area looking dry, but I want to make you aware here as you're headed, let's say, in a place like Clinton, Roseboro, just to the north and east there of Garland. Most of this is pushing. You can see kind of up to the north and east near Magnolia, Rose Hill, heading out of our viewing area. It's a pretty heavy to moderate batch of rainfall. I-40 going to be very wet here shortly. So if you're traveling, just maybe take it a little bit slower here over the next hour or so in this direction. Clinton, overall looking relatively calm in your direction. The bulk of that coverage is just to your south at this point by probably 10, 15 miles or so. Here's where we sit right now, though, as we take a live look on our Durham camera. It is going to be a beautiful sunrise in some spots where we can kind of get that filtered sunshine. Some of those clouds hanging along, you can see kind of that sun trying to peek through in the distance. That's what we'll go for here through most of our viewing area over the next little while. We're at 73 right now in Raleigh and Durham, a 68, our cool spot in Roxboro. Good morning to you. 75 in Fayetteville, 73 in Clinton. So temperature-wise, it's not too bad, but you factor in that humidity, it feels oppressive, and we're still going to be talking those feels-like temperatures this afternoon, probably right about 95 to 96, so just make sure to stay hydrated if you're out and about. There's Futurecast we head through this morning. On the whole, looking about like what we're seeing right now, just a few spotty showers, maybe a rumble of thunder, lunchtime looking pretty quiet, but then into this afternoon, when we get that summertime heat to bubble up, we could see some showers and storms as a result. No severe weather expected, but you notice very similar to what we saw yesterday, although I don't expect any severe thunderstorm warnings, things like that. As we head into the evening, we lose the fuel for the storms and they tend to settle down, and overnight tonight is looking pretty quiet. Otherwise, we'll see high temperatures near 90, 91 there. We'll hit it in Roxboro, and 88 there in Clinton, 88 in Goldsboro. When we talk about how we're headed here into the weekend, overall does not look like a washout, but you see that trend where we get the afternoon storms really over the next probably 5 days or so. We're at 94 tomorrow, 91 on Saturday, 90 on Sunday. Looking like that chance is still there for some showers and storms. A better chance, though, into Monday afternoon and evening, Brian. So we'll be watching that, but overall looking pretty quiet here today.
Anthony, at 620 right now, Raleigh 911 reporting that they still have an active scene out at 440 westbound at New Bern Avenue with a minor crash there. Still not seeing any delays as you head in from I-87 up toward New Bern Avenue, but look out for some activity there that may cause you to move over at least one lane or at least slow down considerably. Looking around the rest of the triangle, live sensors checking out all right with no big delays showing up. We do have a minor crash over in Wilson that I'm watching on the ramp from 264 westbound onto 95 southbound. The ramp is narrowed, so traffic is getting by, but just expect a little bit of police activity.
Will do, Brian. Thank you. Harry Potter fans are excited that a new series has been confirmed by Max now, and coming up, what one of the original cast members is saying about the possibility of reprising his role.
Plus, we'll learn more today about the case of the man who was reported missing as a teen and was reportedly found over the weekend. What neighbors are saying about Rudy Ferris's disappearance. First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Looks like life at Hogwarts is moving on without Daniel Radcliffe.
Ryan Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, in a new interview, Radcliffe says that nobody from the upcoming TV adaptation of the Harry Potter franchise has reached out to him. But he did say it would be, quote, very weird for him to show up when someone else is playing Harry. That new series is supposed to be on Max, but it will not be released till 2025 at least.
And the TV adaptation is supposed to be a retelling of the books, and Daniel Radcliffe is now 33. Harry Potter is like, you know, 12 years old. So he's kind of aged out of that role, unless they were doing a future thing. But, you know, a lot of folks are also saying, you know, why is HBO doing this TV adaptation when the movies were so good? You know, they have such a following. Find something new to tell, right?
Because there's money. It
exactly.
Money. Just go back somewhere. To the well and redo something.
There are no new ideas.
No, apparently not.
Shakira is making a statement at Paris Fashion Week, and it's literally a statement here. Her outfit says it all. Look at that.
Oh.
Says no. In a follow-up video on Instagram, she said, yes is overrated. She didn't give any further explanation for that stance.
And talk about no new ideas. This goes back to a fashion design from 2008, that era in there, when some designers were saying that the fashion industry is going too fast. So they were just saying no that season. That was 2008. I think she has her own current day message along with that. Maybe we'll find out.
Interpretation.
Yeah.
Your wedding day dreams can all come true thanks to McDonald's, the fast food giant announcing a wedding menu on their Indonesian Instagram account. The packages start around $200. Oh, so you get 100 chicken sandwiches, 100 packs of four-piece chicken nuggets. Other options are also available. McDonald's adds the packages will only include food and not a venue for those looking to get hitched inside a restaurant.
Oh.
The new deal is said to be making its way to the U.S. soon. I hope it includes fries.
Get the grub. Yeah, right. Throw that in. But you can't get married there.
Right.
Cumberland County Animal Shelter is full, and it needs help finding homes for pets. All adoption fees are now waived, with cats, kittens, and large dogs being free. The animals do, however, have to be at least 6 months old. The shelter is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 5:30, and Saturday from 1 to 5.
A new drug set for FDA approval today could help millions who suffer from Alzheimer's. What medical experts say makes this medicine a game changer.
And we've got the summertime heat sticking with us the next couple of days, near 90 today and through the weekend. I'll talk about just how hot it will feel and storm chances coming up.